3,000 years ago, people of Israel were in exile in Babylon, disheartened and desperate. They dreamed of returning to Jerusalem. God tells Isaiah to stir up hope, comfort, give comfort to my people. 500 years ago, the conquest of the Aztecs in Mexico led to their enslavement by the Spaniards, destroying the people, their culture, and the soul of Juan Diego, Cuauhtlatoatzin. I'm a nobody, he said to Our Lady of Guadalupe. I'm a little man, a string. I'm a tail, a leaf. I'm the little people. Mary tenderly called him Juanito, Juan Dieguito. Her skin was brown, and she spoke Nahuatl, his native language, to say, I am one of you. It's all right to be who you are. Mary chose an indigenous peasant to carry the prophetic message to the church and world. Faithful to Jesus' way, the poor, the marginalized, the broken are privileged bearers of the word, our prophets. Our shepherds. Today, Mary brings comfort to all who are disheartened and desperate. Of that morning of Our Lady's appearance to Juan Diego, Pope Francis says, God roused the hope of the little ones, of the suffering, of those displaced or rejected, of all who feel they have no worthy place in these lands. Mary, in a word, elevates the voice of the displaced and rejected among us, and that tender, broken one within each of us, giving dignity and voice to those who have been silenced or disregarded. God did not come in the flesh to cozy up to the privileged and genteel, but pitched his tent among shepherds, that is, among the poor, the wandering, the eccentric, the queer. Jesus came once and comes again and again and again to say, I am one. It's all right to be who you are. Comfort, give comfort to my people. In our challenging lives and challenged times, Our Lady of Guadalupe brings comfort to us for distressed, disheartened, and perhaps desperate Dieguitos and Dieguitas. She stirs up hope in the one who only gives what is good, though we don't know when or where or how. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed. The promise will come. For the mouth of the poor, the mouth of the Virgin Mother, the mouth of the Lord has spoken.